Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here. Election night, pre-election night edition of The Last Drop with your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Cody's got all that candy out of his system. He's got all the sugar highs out of his system right now, so he's ready to go. You know, he's in.
Yep, locked and loaded.
He texted me yesterday. He said, man, baby, scratching and shit. I don't even know how you're scratching in his text message, but I can see. It must have been like on the iPhone when you like hold on it and you could like slam the message or whatever and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a crackhead.
I would sent you a scratching emoji for no reason.
Yeah, like it was a... There was a crackhead, if you hold on it, it slams right in your face, whatever, and it's just like starts sweating and shit. That was Cody. He said, man, this Halloween's over. I done got my party on. I done got my candy on. I said, party on, Cody? I thought you was in the bunker. He said, man, fuck that bunker, man. I had to be me, okay? He put on a... button up with a Superman shirt under, said I'm Clark Kent to that bitch.
Button up with a Superman shirt.
I'm Clark Kent.
That sounds about right. Cheapest
costume I could put together, baby. Come on now. I need to see them women dressing up in them skanky ass outfits, Cody. Come on, I got to go. So Cody said, I'm gonna risk COVID for that shit. And I said, I ain't mad at you, brother.
Risk it all, baby.
I ain't mad at you. Should
go for broke.
Yeah, hey, gotta go for something, whatever. So what a sad weekend it was to see how many people took their kids trick-or-treating and shit like that. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I was shocked they actually did the trick-or-treating thing. I wasn't expecting that.
I kind of was.
I saw kids trick-or-treat. I was like, oh, all right.
I kind of was because you never doubt the stupidity of Americans. So, you know, they were going to get their trick-or-treating on, Cody. They didn't give a fuck.
That's what they did. Life goes on, I guess.
Dude, I saw so many fucking parties going on, dude. I was like, I was like, people just don't give a fuck, I guess. I mean, you know, Cody, we're like in the third wave of this shit now. I mean, technically, we're not even left the first wave because we never even defeated it. So we kind of just been riding this one wave. It's like the infinite surf wave, whatever. You know, you're just like, man, this bitch ever gonna end? I'm trying to get back to shore. That's right. What we in right now. And then not only to mention that, though, we need to talk about the one thing that's the most important here is Title Town. That's us, baby. That's us. You know, I don't want to brag.
Since 88.
I don't want to brag. No, since I was born, yes, that's right. I don't want to brag or nothing, but Florida, we just made y'all our bitch this year, you know. So you can get on your knees. You can blow us. You can do whatever you need to do. But you better stop calling us Little Florida, goddammit, because we ain't Little Florida no more.
We smacked that ass.
Twice.
We did.
In a month span, in a month time
baseball
span.
Baseball and basketball, Beautiful. Beautiful thing to see.
Don't look like we're going to do that in football, though, because it looks like them Buccaneers are playing pretty well, actually.
Tom Brady, man, that boy's bad. It's a bad boy right there.
Bad man. He ain't no GOAT or nothing like that, like the real GOAT, you know, but, you know.
You know, Tom Brady is the GOAT. He's the GOAT of football. Like, Tom Brady the GOAT. He's a GOAT.
But LeBron and Michael MJ is the GOAT of all things. So they're the GOAT. Yeah, they're the GOAT. Okay. They're the GOAT, okay?
There's GOATs. There can be multiple GOATs.
There's only two. Three, if you want to count one. He passed away, but, you know, there's three. And they all in basketball. Fair. I don't know any other
fair
sports.
Enough. That's fair.
Football. That's fair. Okay. What the fuck does that mean? Shit, football.
The hell's a football?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. They stole that shit from soccer. They didn't get the fuck out of here. They didn't suck my
dick. They get their own name.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they ratings dropped, bitch. Yeah, so what?
That's funny.
Shit, Buccaneers. The Suckaneers. Okay, yeah, cool.
The Suckaneers.
Yeah, you take that trash-ass team out of there. You know this year just sucks ass. Because you know when your team is so bad, they make it to the playoffs just because your division is sucked.
Oh, that's the NFC least they call it with the your sister's Cowboys.
The Cowboys, yes. They suck ass, and yet somehow
that division is awful. I think like the highest rated team is like 2-5 or some shit like that.
The fucked up part about it is the 49ers have a better record than the fucking Cowboys, and yet somehow we're not even going to make it to the playoffs. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah, I know. That's because you have an actual division that's actually putting in work.
And my sister, I love it. She's proud of this shit, too. It's just like, well, but we going to the playoffs. Like, what the fuck? It's like, get out of here with that shit.
Yeah. Well, what happens every time the Cowboys go to the playoffs? What happens?
They fucking lose the first round.
They get smacked. Yeah. Or they make themselves, they beat themselves, actually.
Themselves. Yeah. I was the only one that laughed when, what's his name? Prescott got injured. I was like,
oh, man, don't be there. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Nah.
I said, you eat a dick, bitch. You eat a dick.
That ain't funny.
Even Cody shows sympathy. He's getting soft on me. I'm going to have to trade him up with
Nah, that was fucked. Dak tried to get his money.
I don't give a fuck. That to happen. I don't give a fuck.
Like, nah, he deserves his money, man.
Nah, fuck his money. Fuck him. Shit. I'm going to have to. You getting soft on me. I'm going to have to trade you with Rhodey.
Nah, man. Hey, nah, hey. I like Dak. I'll get that. Cowboys Dak.
You know what? You're fired. Rhodey, come on in. Come on in, Rhodey. Where's Corey at? Where is he at? Huh? Where is he at? You got to get traded, okay?
Oh, damn.
He talks for 5 minutes. I go like, you know what? Bring your brother back. Bring Cody back in. How dare you say something like that? You traitor. You Ravens fan. You can't say shit like that, okay?
Come on, man.
Nah, ain't no come on now. Ain't no come on
Dak
now.
Cool. Dak's cool with me, man.
Nah, he ain't Dak's cool. Cool, man. He a little bitch.
I know he's a cowboy. I know he's wearing that jersey, but he's a good
dude. He a little bitch, man. He cried and shit. You should have seen him just whining.
Come on,
just
man.
Just whining. Crying like a little bitch.
Man, don't do that.
You know, my sister tore her ACL in high school basketball, and she didn't even cry. This little motherfucker over here, he cried like a little bitch, Cody. That, and she had a way worse injury than he did. Cried like a bitch, dude. I was like, man, look at him. Okay. I got punched in the fucking face in amateur fighting, whatever. And you see me crying like no little bitch. And I was like, man, that because my dad would kick my ass if he saw it. But still, you know. I mean, shit.
Boy, that just catch you crying.
Nah, that's water.
That Boo Dogs episode.
That's sweat, man. That's sweat. Bitch, this chicken is cold. I actually know somebody that dressed up like the whole Boondocks, Tom's wife and father, or Tom's wife and
the daughter. The family.
Yeah.
Right? And I forget a little daughter's name. Yeah.
Jasmine. Was like, guess who I am? I was just like, I don't know. Chick with some fucking poofy hair. What the fuck?
That's kind of a scary ass costume. How long ago? This is this year?
Yeah, it was this year.
Oh, yeah, okay. Nobody knows what the fuck that is.
Right. Yeah, same here. Especially when you see Tom, whatever, and shit. Which is funny because, you know, Snapchat got that filter that makes you look anime and shit like that. Guess who looked like Tom?
You.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. Yeah, I was like, you know what? I said I would holler like him in prison. See, now, if Dak was going to prison, then I could see him crying like a little bitch. Little injury of his, man. You better wipe that shit off forever. What are we talking about again? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Dodgers. Yeah, that's right. The Dodgers.
Yeah.
Now, Williams. You know, I'm very happy for the Dodgers because, you know, I love bringing championships to L.A. I love it. You know, I love it. Cody drinking a little yak over there. You know, got his 40, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
a little something.
Keeping that light skin in.
A little morning encouragement, if you will.
Yeah, I'm getting tired because this is the morning edition of The Last Drop here. No late night or whatever. But the Dodgers won the World Series. Not in an impressive win, neither, if you ask me. I was like, Jesus Christ, just come on, please. But a win's a win. A dub's a dub, as they say.
Dub's a dub.
And I got to say, it was almost fucking ruined by Justin Turner's ass, who tested positive for COVID, Cody, and took his ass back on the field.
Yep, I saw that. Like, I get y'all excited about that. I know it's the World Series. It's like a big deal, but keep your ass away.
So security tried to stop him, right, Cody? Or asked him, or they said something or whatever. And he just, the reports are saying, like, he just looked at him and didn't say anything. He just kept walking to the field or whatever and shit. And it's like, you're fucking killing me now. Like you fucking killing me. This, and not only that, okay, let's just say he would have went back on the field. Stupid as fuck. But let's say if he would have kept the mask on and stayed in his own little area, per se. This dude was kissing his wife. He was holding the fucking trophy, Cody. He was holding the trophy. I was like, that shit got passed around like a Las Vegas hooker back in our early 20s, Cody. Come on now. Yeah. Come on now, Cody. Remember when I gave her to you after I was done? Remember? Never mind. You was unconscious.
We don't want to talk about that in the show, sir. Sorry.
I meant to say Jermell.
Hey, Jermell.
When Jermell was out of control. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Jermell listened to this going, shit, I don't know. Shit, where she at then? Shit, I didn't pay that bill. What you talking about? Shit. Shit, I don't pay. So, yeah, he kisses his wife. He's shaking hands. He's hugging the coach. He's fucking holding the trophy, Cody, that's getting passed around. I couldn't even think about the win, Cody. I just kept thinking about these motherfuckers will come back to L.A. tomorrow morning, too. I was like, keep their ass in Texas. Don't come back here. Don't come back here at all. Like, I mean, that was just fucking stupid. Like, it was like beyond fucking retarded.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it was pretty irresponsible. I give you that.
Oh, man. It kind of pissed me off. So, so they're doing an investigation. I don't even know what you need to investigate. Like, what's there to investigate? That motherfucker's on camera. I love whenever, not to get racist here or whatever, but I love when white people do shit. We're investigating the issue here. Black person does. That nigger is guilty.
Guilty.
He did it. He's an animal. And I don't care how I win or whatever, but he didn't do it. So, I got some quotes here from some of his players. And Mookie Betts, everybody know Mookie Betts, star player right there, baby. Shoot, that motherfucker said, I don't care. He's part of the team. Forget all that COVID stuff. He's part of the team, and we're not excluding him from anything. What? Like, what?
He's part of the team.
Forget all that.
Better that would have happened.
Cody, did you see this championship celebration?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it.
There was teammates, family in that fucking crowd, like their wives, their kids, reporters, all kind of shit.
All kinds of family.
Just all kinds of shit, whatever. You can't make comments like that.
No.
When you're putting their health at risk here. Especially because most of the team didn't probably even know. They're just like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't follow with the story. Did any other Dodger player feel like the opposite? The Mookie Betts saying, like, no, what the fuck are you doing, Justin?
I didn't see anything, like, but I know the president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, he defended Turner. I see why there's an investigation now, because people are stupid. He says, here it goes. He says, I think the people who are around him would be in the contact tracing web anyway, which is how close a lot of us have been around each other, Friedman said, according to the Orange County Register. That's the fucking players, though. What about the fucking other people? Jesus. So you mean to tell me there was nothing but players on this fucking field? Because this show was a lot of them, man, if there was just only players. I mean, they were tiny, too. They were like this big and something like women to me, Cody, you know? Like, there was reporters, all kind of shit. I've only seen nothing but people just praising it, saying it's fine, whatever. Mainly it's just the players itself, you know? I haven't seen any negative, and I don't know if what they would even report something like that. But I know when this happened back on because it was funny, I'm watching the game with Yoon, and this motherfucker tries to tell me, they're in the MLB bubble. I said, nigga, what?
No bubble.
No fucking bubble. Like, no MLB bubble. I love it, too, because I know that the MLB tried to do something, but he tried to sit up here and literally explain the MLB bubble to me, and I just, like, looked at him like,
that ain't no damn
MLB Yoon, shut bubble. Up. Like, this ain't no fucking bubble.
I agree to disagree now, playboy.
The bubble of the MLB. I had to laugh at that shit. I was just like, he tried to explain this shit to me, though. That was the most, I was just like looking at him like, so you mean this little ass bubble where they just say, oh, we're only going to play games in Texas. Oh, yeah. That bubble. Okay. Yeah, that's a good job there, MLB. You did an amazing job there. Not to mention, they're probably the biggest sports league that had the highest rate of infections too, as well. So right, even though NFL right. has some cases, I don't think they were as announced as high as fucking MLB was.
No, was not.
Yes. And NBA, skated on by. UFC, skated on by.
Now, that is an interesting thought, though, about the NBA, because I don't know what they're going to do at the beginning of this coming season. I don't know if they're going to do the bubble thing again, because, you know, you have every team playing, it's the regular season.
And they don't
want to like do playoffs that. Where you have less teams. It's going to be like all 32.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to work. That's going to be interesting to find out.
And a lot of players don't want to do the bubbles again.
Right, because that was rough. That ain't easy.
I think even LeBron said he didn't want to do the bubble again. And that starts, what is that, January?
They were talking December 22nd.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was December 22nd. I was thinking January 22nd. No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's a little over a month from now.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That ain't looking good. That's why
it's not looking good.
They just need to do what I seldom do. I mean, first of all, this year sports just had like some of the worst ratings ever. Like this MLB has had the World Series had the worst ratings that they've ever seen.
Just sports in general, just across the board, like you were saying, ratings just dipped.
Ratings are just shit, or whatever.
Yeah.
NBA, I mean, they're rated whatever with NBA because their ratings have been dropping yearly, so it's not like that's that really that shocking.
Hey, like mainly NFL though, that shit.
No,
plunge.
It ain't like MLB or NFL. No, those took huge ass plunges. Like, it's like ain't nobody watching this shit, you know. So UFC and NBA have kind of like, well, UFC's done actually pretty fucking well. NBA has done. What you kind of expect it because the numbers that they lost, if you were rounding it off to a yearly number of what they were losing, this was kind of normal for them. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about that playing in December after just getting done, though. I mean, look, I'm all about bringing another
that's
ring.
Like that's a short turnaround. You know what I mean? It's like barely any rest. And you got to remember when they were in the bubble, man, especially the Lakers, we played the longest. We had the longest season. We're champs, obviously.
Well,
so we get like zero rest pretty much.
According to the haters, we had it easy, you know. We had it the easiest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Easy in the bubble.
Easy. Not to mention before the bubble, Cody.
Asterisk season.
Yeah, not to mention before the bubble, too, where we were, you know, dominating the year as well, too.
Right.
Earlier this season. So, I mean.
Right.
You could say we kind of won two this year, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Top of two.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, mean, shit. What was the last game? It was played in February, I believe, right? I mean, we were
March.
Was it March 12th, was it?
Something like that.
Yeah, whatever. I went to the game before that last one, and I think it was when we played the Knicks. And, we was number one in the division already, so.
Yeah, we already locked the number one seed down, so we're good. We're straight.
Maybe they should take, like, the year off and just give them another ring. And just be like, you won back to back.
I would just start in late January.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I would do. That makes most sense to me.
I wonder if these seasons are throwing people off too.
Yeah, maybe.
I would say that, but a lot of TV shit ratings are up like a motherfucker. Like they're higher than normal. So it's like, I know it's not the pandemic that's like, you know, keeping people from watching this
or anything like that. It's not.
Because ratings are at an all-time high for everything else. I mean, especially news stations. My Lord, man. I just looked it up. I got some the MLB slams Dodgers, Justin Turner. So the whole organization itself is slamming him. I can't find anything about any of his teammates slamming him. Because I know if that motherfucker would have hugged me and I would have found out he had COVID later, I'd locate his house right now.
But so he probably had to catch those hands, wouldn't he?
Yeah. So, he's about to catch a hand or whatever.
But first, he would get the point.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. You think I'm fucking with you, huh? You fucked up, big looking motherfucker. You like, yeah. Like, I'll get ready to trade your ass right now, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the same thing happened earlier in the season with I want to say it was the Cleveland Indians, maybe. and they didn't waste any time, whatever. Like, they, his teammates, like, you know, they shunned him and everything, and, like, the MLB was on that shit, and they quarantined his ass right away. The same did for here, but somebody broke protocols because he says himself, I felt fine, though, so I felt the need to go out there and celebrate. This motherfucker put a tweet out, Cody, saying, oh, congratulations on my team. It sucks I can't celebrate with them. Meanwhile, he's out in the field with them. Man, fuck this dude. Seriously. It's like, man, fuck this dude. Look, I'm happy LA brought another championship, but what a sour taste in my mouth for them to have this championship right now, because it's just like, your ignorance is just leading into the blissful world of LA right now. And we really just don't need that, especially with our cases spiking up the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, so me and Yoon, we go to the taco truck, right, Cody? And we driving by, we saw two bars, dude. These bars was fucking packed, man. I mean, they were just packed. Oh, bro, nonstop.
I was kind of cruising the streets of Culver City the night the Dodgers won. Woo! City was alive that night. Like, damn. Like, pre-COVID era.
I mean, they was, like, in droves. And the funny, fucked up part, I hate to point this out to y'all, and then, you know, I got to point y'all out. Latino X is what they call it now. Latin X or whatever. To get both genders in. These motherfuckers was out in droves, Cody. I mean, it's no wonder their cases are so high in California. I mean, they take up the most of the population. But fuck, man. These dudes was like out and about. And I got another fucking problem, too, which really pissed me the fuck off, too. They were destroying this goddamn city up, Cody. I mean, it was cars getting flipped over and shit. Where the fuck is the news stations at to call these motherfuckers animals and shit? How come
all the black savages people? And all that shit? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck? So when we protest about being murdered and our rights and shit like that, oh, we fucking terrorists and shit like that. But motherfuckers win a fucking championship, whatever and shit. And they take their ass in the street and they destroying shit because they team won or whatever. And shit. Let it be. Let it slide by. It's nothing.
They're fine.
That kind of pissed me off. It really pissed me off because I noticed that happens every fucking year in every town. And not just L.A. It's every fucking town, whatever. Whenever a team wins a championship or something like that, these motherfuckers just go off in droves, destroying shit like crazy. And yet when we are talking about our rights and equality and shit like that, and don't get me wrong, some buildings were destroyed and shit like that, it's a big deal. It's, oh, my God, these monsters, these criminals, these terrorists. But here, boys will be boys, you know, unless shit happens. So, yeah. I just seen that the commissioner office said Wednesday that it's going to start a full investigation on a 35-year-old base man. Justin Turner, you can suck my dick. Actually, not right now, though. All right, now you got COVID.
Yeah, wait till you clear up. Wait till you fully recover.
Wait till
then. Yeah. Then I will unzip.
You can suck my dick. 14 days. You can suck my dick. Yeah, you can do that in 14 days or whatever. And then after that, no. So, I don't see anything negative or whatever. Oh, it just says he refused to comply when MLB security raised the matter of being on the field. He just says he refused to comply. God, they probably said, I ain't touching that motherfucker. Shut your damn mind. Damn, that motherfucker. Turner became a free agent when his $64 million U.S. four-year contract following the victory. Oh, hell no. Find this nigga. Oh, find this motherfucker right now. $64 million. You need to find his ass right now. Okay? Find his ass right now, Cody. Get his ass. Hey, no. You know what? This is some bullshit. This shit ain't being talked about enough, okay? His ass needs to be fucking fined or whatever and shit. And these motherfuckers, they got their ass on a plane, Cody, and brought their ass back to L.A. the next goddamn day. They got some fucking audacity to come back here. They should have kept that shit in Texas, Cody. Okay? We do not want that shit. Look, we want your trophy. You motherfuckers can stay there, okay? Shit. This is some bullshit right here. Fucking $64 million. His ass better be fine, Cody. That's all I fucking know, okay? We gotta stop being relaxed with this shit. Matter of fact, to set an example, the MLB should be fined as well, too. The whole fucking organization should be fined. All right. Every in the fucking Dodgers, they should be fined. Nope. Everybody should be
fined. They all going fined. Down.
Yeah, they all last one of go them. Down. That's some bullshit. We gotta stop being so goddamn relaxed about this shit, okay? Well, we had him quarantined, but he wanted to come out, so what we gonna do, you know? So I ought to pull him to the side right there and say, dude, you see that $64 million you just got right there? We're about to fine you for the whole fucking amount if you don't take your ass back in the back.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really ain't fucking around.
And then we would have took that money and gave it to Tampa Bay, okay? They're even piss you off even more. How about that, man? Shit. Motherfucker, dude. Ain't that a bitch? I don't believe this shit. Anyway, people, welcome to another edition here. It's the last drop. This is Whiskey Week here.
It is the last drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the morning edition. And I've killed enough time. I was letting that clock tick down. Whatever, be like, yeah, it's close to noon now.
Yeah, so you don't look as bad.
11:30 is fine, right?
There you go. Man, like I always say, it's always happy hour somewhere, sir. It's always happy hours somewhere. It's always 3 o'clock somewhere.
It's got to be somewhere, right? I mean, you know.
Somewhere just because on the planet right now, it is happy hour.
Just because I'm mad at Justin Turner don't mean I need to be mad at the world, you know? Actually,
true. Well, you kind of can.
Yeah, they're kind of fucking retarded. So yeah.
I was about to say, it's a lot of dumb shit going on, per usual.
Yeah.
You know how this planet works.
I would say by the time you listen to this, people, you'll know who your next president will be, but I guess we still got to count ballots and shit like that, but...
Yeah, well, shit. According to the president in office now, he already won, right?
He said, "Fuck counting ballots." I ain't
done deal, right? Yeah, I ain't counting shit. Fuck ballot.
That ain't no dictatorship. I don't know what is.
What is wrong with that man?
Seriously. Jesus. I mean, when you can get away with shit, you might as well just go ahead and fucking say it, right?
I like, guess,
just,
yeah.
He's fuck it, right? What
the hell you want, yeah. He been getting away with this long, right? So might as well.
Yeah, which, yeah. I got to tell you, I don't want to count no early victory, but I think the motherfucker's losing, so.
That's what it looks like, right?
So yeah, far? It looks really bad. Like there's a difference between Hillary and right now, because, like, Hillary was only winning by, like, 5 points and shit like that. We talking 20.
Oh, there's a stock difference. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge fucking gap now. Mm-hmm. So it looks like he's losing. Now, that's unless that Electoral College comes in and fucks us, Cody.
Right, yeah. See, I ain't getting my hopes up at all. I'm staying right here, sir.
But it's funny because even in those electoral states, or whatever, Biden is winning those states as well, too. Not by much in those states, but he's winning a big majority there. So
dub's dub.
Dub's a dub, man, and that people, don't you see why Trump's saying shit like that? Like, I'm fucking counting, I won.
Yeah, you don't see the problem with that? Like, man.
You know, it's funny because his supporters are always the ones that are talking about, like, I'm for America first and shit like that or whatever. I'm for the Constitution. I'm for all that shit that, like, speaks for American rights, and it's like, that motherfucker does everything that's not American rights. Like, it's just like everything that you say you are for, he is the complete opposite for us. I don't understand why you just, you know, supporting that, whatever. But yeah, so election time is up, and now we can go ahead and hopefully we can come up with a COVID plan, Cody, and when we have a real president in there and someone that actually. Nice. Get back to some kind of normalcy, you know, not you know, as I think Obama said, we don't have to wake up every day and go like, what the fuck did he say this time? Like, you know,
we don't, the hell did this man do?
I saw someone post. I look, vets should get all the treatment. I'm talking about our military vets. They should get all the treatment and respect in the world. God damn it. They should get everything that they should deserve. I saw someone post, Trump administration, he's allowing free park admission for national parks, free park admission for vets. And I saw someone post this saying, this is why I'm voting for Trump. His administration cares about the vets. My mindset here is, what the fuck does a free admin into a park does for vets? They need way more help, Cody, than getting some free fucking ticket to a park, okay? Like, what? That's why you voting for him? He's giving them free admission, Cody, into a park. What about the psychological, the financial help, you know, the getting back into society type stuff, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, all that shit. No, they get, I don't know how much a national park is, whatever, but they get free admission to it, Cody. So if you have any vets in your family, take them to a national park.
Gotcha.
I'm sure that'll help with their PTSD. I'm sure that that will help.
Go a long way.
Just the excuses to make just a vote for this motherfucker. Like, come on, man. Like, wow, free, good for you.
Good for you. Exactly what it is. One of those situations. Yeah.
Because I'm sure that's what our vets are asking for, Cody. Free admin into a park. Yes, that's what they're asking for there, Cody. Jesus fucking Christ. That's like if someone told Cody, hey, Cody, you know what? I like your show. For you, well, this is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you a free ticket to the Willy Wonka factory.
You shouldn't have.
God. Candy, Cody, is all you can eat candy. Like, Cody's never expressed candy on this show at all. Yeah. Damn candy. It ain't got shit to do with beer. It ain't, yeah. It's just like, that's what you're going to get, though, buddy.
Yeah, it'd be like, you're getting that Doc Rivers.
It's like Cody getting a all year free trip to Knott's Berry Farm and shit.
Exactly. What the hell's supposed to do with that?
Be like, do I get food and drinks? Nah, you still got to buy your own food and drinks. Mm-hmm. Okay? I mean, did you get free entry into the park now, Cody? I guess you could take a little date, even though she'll have to pay herself because you only get your mm-hmm. own self free entry.
Yeah.
take a little date, Cody, because, you know, what 30-year-old man doesn't take his woman to Knott's Berry Farm, you know?
Yeah, that's what we all do.
Yeah, that's a good norm. Yes. Yeah, Cody, get on some roller coaster rides. Yeah, I can see that, Cody, right? You know, you love roller coasters, too.
That's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, dude, shit.
There's nothing I would rather do.
I mean, it's like going to a national park and just walking, right?
Yeah. Just walk to the damn park, yeah. Just
walk in the park, huh?
You know, take it in the ambiance, you know, trees and shit. That's
trees
fun.
And shit, yeah, and grass, yeah,
trees,
man.
Birds, yeah, trees, grass, birds, yeah.
Birds, yeah. Birds, Cody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I wish I was a vet now. Mm-hmm. I wish I could get that free entrance now, Cody, you know? I'm fucking super jelly right there, Cody. Super jelly. God damn. That's a fucking insult. No, I
mean, it really is.
Hey, vets, what do you want? Health care, you know, mental stability, help with finances. Yeah. You got it. We're going to do for you. Free entrance to a national park. There you go. That's all you, whatever. Shit. Man, whatever. Anyway, people, I'm drinking today's scotch of the day, whatever, because we're in scotch territory. So I got the Glenross 1998. Very rare and uncommon bottle of Glenross to find here. Something different. It's at the end pretty much here.
Okay.
This is pretty much the bottle I had at my office in Sony.
Oh, right. Right on.
Right when I was leaving, I pulled this out of the file cabinet. I said, oh, come here, my pretty. I think this was there and a bottle of Yamazaki and a Cavalon Distillery bottle was in there. And I was just like, huh, memories. Those long nights here. That is like the one best thing about working at. Actually, you know what? I'll shut the fuck up now. Anyway, I'll just shut the fuck up now. I don't want to ruin it for everybody. So, yeah, this bottle here, it's hard to find. I don't even know if it's discontinued or not or whatever. I doubt it is or whatever. But I think when I bought it, it was like around $80. You know, 90 bottles are hard to find when it comes to whiskey. And this was distilled in 12/17/98. Damn, I should have saved it for that episode. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, today's the 2nd, right?
Today's the 2nd.
So it got approved November 2nd, 2009.
What do you know?
Wow. Check that. I don't even know if you can see that.
11 years.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yep,
there it is.
There. Yep. 11/2/09. Wow. Check that out right there. Wow. Oh. I didn't plan that, Cody.
Wow.
I didn't plan that at all. What a coincidence.
It's a destiny for you to drink it.
It must be, it wants me to have a morning drink, you know?
Yeah.
Or it's a brunch time, brunch drink. Yeah.
Brunch time.
Yeah. So go ahead and pour that bad boy. Oh, goddamn. Shit, come on out this bitch. Shit, yeah, I want you. I want you, and I like you. Man. So, yeah, when I got it for like $80. So I'm assuming this should be still around in that same range. I know it's very vintage, like all 90s. One bottle I'm looking for that's in the 90s is a Blanton's bottle. I am looking for a 90s Blanton's bottle. And I know those bitches are expensive, but they taste so good. So I wouldn't mind having one of those. Space size single malt here, 1998, distilled in 1999, bottled in 2012, Cody. That was a great year right there, 2012.
Yes, it was.
Mm, your favorite movie, Dark Knight Rises, came out that year.
Mm-hmm. Best bad movie ever.
Yeah. Hey, some people will tell you that too. So.
Mm-hmm. No, they will.
It's got that vanilla tropical flavor to it already. It smells smooth, but you also get a hint of banana on there as well, too.
Okay.
Not too many banana notes on a whiskey, if you first say, but I feel like we've been saying that a lot lately. Oh, man. It has like a sherry scent to it, too. Like it was dipped in sherry cask. Maybe it was. All right, this bottle don't really tell me shit. It's got a bunch of dates on there, so. I mean, if you're looking for a bottle that I tell you shit, then, I mean, look no further than the Glen Ross here. I mean, it just got a bunch of signatures and some dates and some alcohol percentage at 43%. Wow. 86 proof here. Let's go ahead and sip this bad boy now. That is heavenly banana. That shit is banana like a motherfucker. Wow, I don't remember it tasting like this.
You think, I don't want to say because his age, where he's already, aged to a certain extent already. So why do you think that is, though?
Probably
because more bananas popping more.
Probably because I left it open compared to when it was
at my... You think it's like an oxidation thing, maybe?
I'm not going to lie, people. I left the cap off. And I forgot about it.
It's probably like oxidation. That's probably what it is.
So when it was in my old office, I forgot to put the cap back on that bitch.
So, you didn't spill it, did you? I hope not.
Well, let's just say this bottle wasn't the one I was worried about that was in my office at the time.
Oh, okay.
So. Let's just say I forgot it was even in that goddamn dresser. So I only found out because when I had left the company, whatever, I was cleaning my shit out and I said, oh, hello, damn. What do we have here? And as soon as I brought it home, I put the cap back on it or whatever. And I was just like, oh, I'll be damned. Actually, I don't even think this is the original cap that went on it, to be honest, neither. So, might have been when I was doing some kind of Glen Ross tasting, because I tend to do tastings at work or whatever and shit. Let the boys and gals drink a little bit, you know, thirsty
right
Thursdays,
right on.
You know, got to share with the company. Hey, we work hard, shit. Y'all think these movies just coming for free? Baby. You know, these movies ain't coming for free up in this bitch, shit. But no, it's a heavenly banana now. I remember when I first sipped this, I was getting more caramel and honey. So smooth, though, but really light. I mean, to be 86 proof, man, oh, man, I don't know about that. I would probably put this down. Well, now I would, because I didn't probably fuck this bottle up, I'd say. But anybody could drink this. Anyone can. What a nice vintage bottle to have to be so, I wouldn't say young and as far as age go, because it's pretty old as fuck or whatever. It's older than you, Cody. You know, and you old motherfucker, too.
I'm ancient.
You ancient as shit
ancient,
now.
Ancient history now.
Yeah. But it's pretty young as far as on the palate goes there. You know, that nose is getting better, though. Oh, man, all that fruit. That fruit is probably one of the best fruit smell whiskeys I've smelled in quite some time right now. Because it's just so heavenly tropical. But it's so light on the palate, though. You don't even taste the alcohol. There's no alcohol there at all. It's nice. Like completely. There's no finish though, neither. So, and that's like my pet peeve. I gotta have a finish, you know. Mm-hmm. I had the we sipped on the Cavalon 10th anniversary bottles there, and it was an amazing. I see why they sell the bottles together now, because it's an amazing comparison of having one bottle is all finish. I mean, that's just like having a big dick through your vagina or something like that. And you like, you tell her. And
she, that's one way to put it.
Yeah. And she tells you, like, I feel it in my stomach. That was me on a, was it Wednesday when that game? I was like, oh, I feel it in my stomach. So now I know what it's like to be fucked by a big dick. thank you, Cavalon. And then the other one was no finish, all palate. I mean, it just stuck on your tongue and shit. Like, it's just like, God, oh, Lord. It's like eating hot wings or something. Because you're like, ah, hell, oh, man. That's on my tongue. It was
front-loaded. Yeah.
Front-loaded or whatever and stuff. It's like, ooh, side-by-side here. Whereas this one, it's not either. It's nothing but caramel and fruit flavors, you know? It's probably the lightest. No, actually, no, because I'm Battle Hills where they didn't even have any flavor. So, but this one also too, you get like a taste on the there's no alcohol finish. It's like pineapple on the finish. It's like fruit, like a mango and pineapple and shit. Nothing I'm excited about there. Nothing I'm mad about neither. I think that's an easy brunch pour right there. You know, I just ate my eggs right now. Cody just ate his French toast. You know, we're getting our brunch on right now, you know? And people usually have like a mimosa or a Bloody Mary for brunch and stuff like that. Well, if you're a whiskey guy or gal, I say go with the Glen. Well, they probably don't have it on tap, but, you know, on tap, on the bar. But go with the Glen Ross 1998 right there. It's got all the and plus they give you fruit for brunch anyway, so you might as well go ahead and mix and match, baby.
True.
That's what we do. We mix and match on this show. Not next week, but the week after, of course. Mm-hmm. Come on now. So yeah, I will drop a. I'll drop a two on this.
Two. Okay.
Two drop. Yeah.
It's not special.
Yeah, it's not. You know what? It's not a bad two neither, because I know usually when we give twos on here, it's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty like
it gets the job done.
It's fine. Does nothing for me. If you feel like drinking a bottle and you don't want to get really fucked up, I think this is the way to go here. I don't think anything's really going to happen here. Like I said, it's a perfect brunch drink around 11:30 in the morning. That's perfect right there. So yeah, I'm down with this, Cody. Mm.
All right. Okay.
I'll never return to it, but that's okay. You can just get to the side now. Get to the back. Yeah. Yeah. You're the redheaded stepchild.
That's enough for you.
Yeah. So for mix and match week, I'll pull out the Glen Ross ex bourbon cask scotch.
Okay,
and we'll see what that does. Because I was going to do both originally for this episode when we were meeting in person at one time or another. Mm-hmm. Was that like last year when we was meeting in person again? Was it?
Sounds about right. Yeah.
But I was like, I'll just do one for the whiskey week and then save the other one for mix and match. And yeah. There it is right there, Cody. How was your Halloween, sir? Let me go ahead and cap up with you.
Oh, it was cool. I really didn't do shit. I went to a friend's house. Like a little get together, like six people. We were just hanging out, playing games and shit, but nothing major.
What kind of games was y'all playing? Like, you know, hide the dick or whatever or what?
Yes, hide the dick. Yeah, it's exactly what we played. Oh, okay. How did you know?
Oh, hey, man, sure. It's just, you know, see, you 30 now. I figured you want to experiment, so, you know.
Oh, is that what we do when we turn 30?
Yeah, I guess. Hey,
I missed that memo. Okay.
Yeah. Cody look like shit, by the way, people now.
I look terrible.
This has like been a whole week now, even 30. Now he looks like shit. He looks weak. Like, look at that shirt. It look big on him and shit now.
Damn.
Look weak as fuck now. Man.
Gotta give me a warning next time. Fuck you, man.
He looks weak as shit. He looks pale as fuck now, too. Is he dying? Getting lighter. I don't see any muscles in him. Shit. He can't even grip. He can't even grip that cup properly.
I'm about to drop this coffee right here.
He's doing it with two fingers like this, shaking his shit like, like, man, what's going on over there? You okay?
Damn.
Look, it's just a whole year you just got to put up with. You'll get over
it. I know. I got to get used to it, sir. I'm only, 3 days in now? No. Like It was right on Wednesday, like 5 days in or some shit like that.
Yeah. Cody looking like a fucked up anime character right now, whatever. Like, his eyes ain't opened up this whole episode. Like,
it's like a Snapchat filter.
His eyes have just been like this and shit like this the whole time. Like, yeah, you know, JB, it's cool, man. You know, I just sleepwalk. This is like Ray Charles' stepbrother and shit.
Damn. Come on, man. Jesus.
He looks weak as shit right now. Like, he look like he can't even stand up straight. He's like, fuck, dude. I haven't even had a drink all weekend. Like, it's only 30, Cody. Don't worry.
Hey, you turn into a roast now? This is a roasting show? Hey, what did it become this?
What are you talking
about? That's the last drop. That's the last roast. Goddamn.
You my buddy. Come on. I would never do that to you. Come on. You my friend to the end, Cody.
Sheesh.
You my friend to the end.
Man, burn, man. I got to go to hospital burn treatment.
Look, yeah. Cody, you know you my friend. I wouldn't have sent you a birthday wish on Twitter if you wasn't my friend. Because sure. It ain't validated sure. If it ain't on there. Sure. So you my friend. Okay. I'll never let that die.
never.
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah. You my friend or whatever. I don't care how weak you look. You look sick, though. You look like a cancer patient, actually, right now. Has your hairline receded yet or what? What is going on? Is
it? You see
it looks, see it look right fine there? Right now, but it looks like you could barely sit up, though. Well, I better let you go before you drop dead on air, and I can't have that.
So. Probably should.
Yeah.
croak live on this podcast recording right here.
Nigga look like the Crypt Keeper and shit right now. Like, motherfucker gonna pop up out of shit, man. He don't make my golem looking ass look so bad no more now. All right then. So all right. Now we on evens pairs here. Now,
see, that's all it took. I had to turn 30 to get to your level, sir.
So finally, now, you an ugly bitch now. Jesus Christ. Thank you now.
Yep.
Now I feel like we equal. Hold on.
You got your wish. I'll be happy, goddamn it.
Let me make a phone call real quick. I need that nigga gone. I need him traded and gone. I need a pretty one on this show. Not no ugly looking motherfucker. We already got one. All right, Cody. You know. All right. Hey, so we're going to get out of here. I hope you take your vitamins, Cody, because you look like you need it. If you want, I got some.
I'm taking them today. That's probably what it is.
I got some men's vitamin pills here if you want to take those. Got all your vitamins. It's got for cellular energy.
Yeah, I'm going to need some of that.
Muscle support. You look like you could use some of that right now. Man, your arms look tiny. What's going on, Cody? Like, what the fuck? Hold on. What's going on here? Shit, lift your arm up, goddammit. Shit, you better flex for me, goddammit, before we get off here. I'm getting worried now. He couldn't even lift that arm up. Good Lord, shit. He couldn't even lift that motherfucker, people. It's just.
Man, that's a lot of work, man. It's early in the morning. 30.
11:47. Who cares?
Yeah.
Mind you, people, he ain't even drinking beer. He's drinking and a coffee. Cup of Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how bad it's gotten now.
I'm 30. What do you expect?
It's got bad, people. It's got bad. So don't expect Cody to have any. He might bring coffee on the next week's show.
I know. I'll probably just do coffee now. Do different roasts of coffee.
This right here is a medium roast. It's blended well, and goddamn, it's going to wake me up. Like, Cody, it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like I said, it's going to wake me up, you know.
On my third cup.
Yeah, he looks like he's just giving up on life now. Yeah. Which is fine, Cody, if you're going to do, but make sure you have the camera on when you do it.
I'm just call me midlife crisis, Cody.
That's what it is. I mean, you are black, so 30 would be midlife for you. So,
but yeah, that sounds about right, yeah. About 30 years left.
Yeah, maybe. I don't expect you to make it to 60, so.
Nah, probably not. I'd be cool with that. That's cool.
I don't expect you to make it to 40, so.
I guess at this rate.
No. You're not making it to 40. Your days are done.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I only got like 3 years left, so.
Okay, so. All right. We're in the same ballpark.
At least we know when the show will end.
There you go.
There's an end date on here, people. So.
Yes. Yes, it's expiration date, yes.
Yeah. So enjoy the next 3 years.
Yep.
Funny enough, that's when Trump gets his extra 4 years, I guess, or whatever. You know, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. You know the fucked up part about this is now, even if he loses a shit, he can run again.
Can he? Does it work that way? I didn't know it works that way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He could run in 2024 if he wanted to.
Yeah, well, I hope he's dead, but I mean, I hope it doesn't happen. Yeah.
You know the fucked up part about that is His son probably could run.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you gotta think about that family now. That family is heavily involved now. So
hey, ride it over yet, people. Strap in.
Oh boy. Should I take it down to 37 for you now, or you stay at 40? Yeah.
Like, give me like the 5-point difference, like 37.5.
Okay. So we better appreciate it, them Biden years, because you never know who might run on that side after that. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, boy. And you know what, his ego, if he loses, he will run again. So it's like, oh, boy. I mean, we just never seen it, because every president we've ever had in me and your life, man, they've all done 8 years.
Right.
Which is also an alarming chart right there, too, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, to each his own, I guess. But anyway, people, that's the end of the show here. We're going to get out of here, because I got to upload this show, because we are recording late, because Cody is getting over his candy high. I'm getting over, I mean, he was playing hide the dick with his friends, so, you know, and
hide that dick.
Yep. Hide that dick, baby, whatever. Put the dick on the pony, you know. I understand. You're playing with Genuine. Anyway. Cody, pleasure chatting with you, my friend, always.
Always, you know? Pleasure, my friend, always.
Yeah. I always love looking at you. Even I look forward to looking at you next week. I really do.
I know you're looking forward to it now, since I look like shit now, so yeah.
Yeah, I
so
really am.
So now you get enjoyment.
Yes.
You used to be jealousy, now it's just enjoyment.
Jealousy? No, not at all. Jealousy? No, not no more. That's for damn sure.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it used to be.
You're an ugly motherfucker now. So anyway, I can compete now. I feel pleasured standing by you now.
There it is. See? Eagle playing ground.
I'm happy.
Playing field is leveled.
I even keep the beard and still think that, like, you know what? Mm-hmm. My shots are better than yours. Because, like, your jawline, you don't have that muscular jawline like you used to no more. It looks like a bone jawline. Yeah, look like a skeleton now.
Mm-hmm.
Look like you fading away in a Jack Skeleton and shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, Cody, I'm tired of you talking bad about yourself now. I don't want to hear it anymore. You're my friend, okay? I don't want to hear that no more. So I'm going to let you go. Like we always say, I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am Godfather Craft Beer Cody.
He's the godfather of coffee right now.
At the moment.
Yeah, and like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
He couldn't even look at me properly, so he just said, and glasses will never be dry. Are we done yet?
Pretty much.